ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय नमो नमः सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 एते वर्णास्वधर्मेन यजन्ति स्वगुरुं हरिं श्रद्धया आत्मविशुद्ध्यर्थं यज्ञाता सह वृत्तिभिः एते वर्णः स्वधर्मेण यजन्ति स्वगुरुं हरिं श्रद्धया आत्मविशुद्ध्यर्थं यज्जातः सह वृत्तिभिः ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज लविंग डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन All these different social divisions are born with their occupational duties and living conditions from the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Thus, for unconditional life and self-realization, one has to worship the Supreme Lord under the direction of the spiritual master. Since they are born from different parts of the body of the Supreme Lord in His gigantic form, all living entities in all parts of the entire universe are supposed to be eternal servitors of the Supreme Body. Every part of our own body, such as the mouth, hands, thighs and legs, is meant to render service to the whole. That is their constitutional position. In human life, the living entities are not conscious of his constitutional position. But in the human form of a life, they are supposed to know this through the system of the varnas, the social orders. As above mentioned, the Brahmana is the spiritual master of all other orders of society. And thus, Brahminical culture, culminating in the transcendental service of the Lord, is the basic principles of purifying the soul. As above mentioned, the Brahman is the spiritual master of all other orders of the society. And thus, Brahminical culture, culminating in the transcendental service of the Lord, is the basic principle for purifying the soul. In conditioned life, the soul is under the impression that he can become the Lord of the universe. And the last point of this misconception is to think oneself the supreme. The foolish conditioned soul does not take into account that the supreme cannot be conditioned by Maya and illusion or illusion. If the supreme were to become conditioned by illusion, where would be his supremacy? In that case, Maya or illusion would be the supreme. Therefore, because the living entities are conditioned, they cannot be supreme. The actual position of the conditioned soul is explained in this verse. All the conditioned souls are impure due to contact with the material energy in three modes of nature. Therefore, it is necessary that they purify themselves under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, who not only by a Brahman by qualification, but must be a Vaishnava. The only self-purifying process mentioned herein as to worship the Lord under the recognized method, under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master. That is the natural way of purification, and no other method is recommended as bona fide. The other methods of purification may be helpful to come to this stage of life, but ultimately one has to come to this last point before he attains actual perfection. Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter 19th verse confirms this truth as follows. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha Ete Varanaha Swadharmena Yajandi Swagurum Harim Shraddhaya Atma Vishuddhyartham Yanjata Sahavrittibhi. All these different social divisions are born with their occupational duties and living conditions from the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Thus, for all unconditional life and self-realization, one has to worship the Supreme Lord under the direction of a spiritual master. So, as in previous verses, it is explained about the manifestation of a living entities and their occupational duties according to the qualities they are born with are explained. These divisions of society, they are made according to the conditioning of the living entity. And here it is clearly explained, the constitutional position of the jiva. The constitutional position of the jiva is to serve their lordship, because everyone is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And being so, it is nature of all the living entities, or it is natural for the all living entities to render service to the lordship. And for that purpose, Shraddhaya Atma Vishuddhyartham, to purify ourselves, one has to engage himself in Yajanti Harim. Yajanti Swagurum Harim. That one should engage himself in the devotional service under the guidance of authorized spiritual master. And that is the basic principle of purifying our existence. As Prabhupada explains here, as above mentioned, the Brahmanas are the spiritual master of all the orders of the society. And a Brahminical culture culminating in transcendental service of the Lord is the basic principle of purifying the soul. See, most important thing that has explained, even there are impersonalities, they are also Brahmanas. They are also having keen interest in studying Vedas, teachings them. But the Brahminical culture, which culminates in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, is considered as the basic principle of purifying our process or our existence. Why is it so? Because the impersonalist, when they follow this Brahminical culture, their desire is to become one with the Lord. And as explained in previous verses, that living entity can't become a Lord, because being manifested from the different parts of the bodies of Virata Purusha, who is one of the expansions of the Lord, all we are part and parcel of their Lordship. So part and parcel can't become a whole. And their notion or understanding is that when that Supreme Personality of a Godhead, he comes in contact with the material nature, then he also becomes conditioned. Their explanation about the Lord is, Lord does not have any form. He is formless, nirvishesha. He is nirakar. But when he comes in touch with the material nature, then he also becomes conditioned and he accepts the body. And that's why they say there are several incarnations, so that Nirakar Brahma takes Akar and manifests himself in this material nature. So that means, without help of material nature, Lord is not capable to exhibit himself or his own potencies. This is what their consideration, the Mayavadis, the people who are having too much of knowledge, they think like that. But that's not the fact. Because living entity, being a part and parcel of the Lord, it gets influenced by the modes of material nature. And when it comes in contact with the modes of material nature, it gets conditioned and stays in this material world. But Lord is Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadi, Anantam, Adyam, Purana, Purusham. Purusha means he has a form. Purusha means enjoyer. If you don't have a form, how you can enjoy? Is it possible? No. So same way, There itself, the Mayavadi conception gets tossed, get destroyed. The Vedic scripture says, as in the commentary of Bhagavad Gita, in the beginning itself, Shripad Shankaracharya says, Narayano paro avyaktat. Lord Narayana is beyond this avyakta. Avyakta means the Brahma Jyoti. That means their lordship is a person. And to establish our relationship with that person so that we can get eternal satisfaction. That's the process of knowledge. That's the achievement of a knowledge. That's the achievement of Ashtanga Yoga. If you accept these different processes, the ultimate goal is to understand that Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapatyate Vasudevam Sarvam Idam. Vasudevam Sarvam Iti. Everything is manifestation of Lord Vasudeva. Sarvatra Vasati Iti Vasudeva. The Lord who is omnipresent, who resides each and everything. That's the real nature of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And if you understand that, but to understand that, it takes Bahunam Janmanamante. It takes many, several lifetimes. You have to have that understanding, and then you will reach that I have to accept the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. That means the person who has come to devotional service now in this present life, definitely he has got all the pious credits or activities that need to be elevate himself to this stage to become that Jnani. Vedeshu adneshu tapasya chaiva daneshu yat punya phalam pratishtam atyeti matva. At the end of 8th chapter, it is explained that all the pious credit that one can accumulate by performing different sort of activities like yagyas, dana, austerity, and pious credit, the result of all that accumulated pious credits, what happens? That person comes to the knowledge that Lord is there and He is separate from us and He is most powerful and we have to render devotional service to Him. And here it is clearly explained. The only self-purifying process mentioned herein to worship the Lord under the recognized method, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. The only purification process for the conditioned soul is to render devotional service to the Lord under the guidance of spiritual master. That's the most important thing. Yajanti Swagurum Harihi. One should render service to the personality of a Godhead under the guidance of the spiritual master. And here comes the importance of spiritual master in our life. Why we have to accept him. It's not just for the formalities, but to purify our existence. To purify ourselves. It's very important. So any question, any comment? Should we go further? Next verse?
Yes, just one comment. It's a beautiful understanding. And again, as a relationship, seems to come through It's all about the relationship. And again, we see that. And it's beautiful because that kind of situation is really the grounds for love.
Hmm. Etat kshatra bhagavato daiva karmatma rupinaha kaha shradhyadupakartum yoga maya balodayam. O Vidur, who can estimate or measure the transcendental time, work and potency of the gigantic form manifested by the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead? The froggish philosophers may go on their mental speculation on the subject matter of the Virat, the gigantic form executed by the Yoga Maya, internal potency of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. But factually, no one can measure such a vast exhibition. In Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter, text number 16, Arjun, the recognized devotee of the Lord, said, Aneka Bahu Udaravaktranetram Pashamitvam Sarvato Anantarupam Nantam Namadhyam Napunastavadim Pashyami Vishveshvara Vishvarupo. O my Lord, O gigantic Vishvarupa form, O Master of the universe, I see innumerable hands and bodies, mouths and eyes in all directions, and they are all illuminating. They are all unlimited. I cannot find the end of this manifestation, nor do I see the middle nor the beginning. Bhagavad Gita was specifically spoken to Arjun, and the Vishwarupa was exhibited there for him at his request. He was awarded the specific eyes to see this Vishwarupa. Yet, although he was able to see the Lord's innumerable hands and mouths, he was unable to see him completely. Since Arjun was unable to estimate the length and breadth of the potency of the Lord, who else would be able to do so? One may only indulge in miscalculation like the frog philosopher. The frog philosopher wanted to estimate the length and breadth of the Pacific Ocean. By his experience of a well, the cubic feet large, and thus he began to puff himself up to become as big as the Pacific Ocean. But at last he burst and died by this process. This story is applicable to the mental philosophers who, under the illusion of the Lord's external energy, indulge in estimating the length and breadth of the Supreme Lord. The best path is to become a cool-headed, submissive devotee of the Lord. Try to hear about the Lord from the bona fide spiritual master, meaning, and thus serve the Lord in a transcendental devotional service, as suggested in the previous verse. Etakshatra bhagavato daiva karma atma rupinaha. శ్రద్ధయా ఉపకర్తుం యోగ మాయా బలోదయం. ఓ విదుర, హూ క్యాన్ ఎస్టిమేట్ ది మేజర్ ఆఫ్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ టైమ్, వర్క్ అండ్ పొటెన్సీ ఆఫ్ జైగాంటిక్ ఫార్మ్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ బై ది ఇంటర్నల్ పొటెన్సీ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. In the first sentence, Prabhupada says, the sluggish philosophers may go with their mental speculation. And this is what's happening in today's world. Yato mat tato pat. There are several institutes which are not authorized by any sampradaya. They have their own philosophy, yato mat tato pat, and they follow that path which they have received it from them. So what is needed that we should associate with the pure devotees of the Lord? Then sometimes people, they think, who is pure devotee? Nowadays there is no purity in the people. How we can find them? But this universe is created by the Lord. And everything that you need for your liberation, that is also provided by the Lord. So you need to have a sincere and serious desire to meet a such a person who can deliver you by his association. And it has happened with so many devotees that they really got wonderful spiritual master and started rendering devotional service to the Lord. And as soon as they leave their body, they got liberated. So most wonderful and important thing for us is to take shelter of the spiritual master and start rendering devotional service to the Lord. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.